This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. As always, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans and at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank is in bank. There wasn't a podcast yesterday after the tough defeat at the hands of the Utah Jazz, but we're going to do a double episode today just to have a chat about both games, break them down, what we saw, what we can expect, Brandon Ingram returning, Jonas Valanciunas returning as well, and we're going to chat about those, what went right and what went wrong and why we fell short against two of the best teams in the West. I mean, if that's not a bit of foreshadowing, well, I don't know what is. So enjoy the ride there. If you have a couple of minutes, go and check out, rate and review. Firstly, the show on Apple Podcasts, it helps us if you can do a 5-star review. If you feel that way inclined, that would be fantastic because it helps us grow. And we appreciate all of the support we've had to date. And, you know, this year's going to be a big one. I think we're charging towards the 30,000 download mark, which for us is just fantastic. Probably will be this week, actually, the way we're going, and no doubt you'll see the post on Twitter. So keep an eye out for that as we continue to grow. Not too bad at all, which we love to see. In addition, we're going to get into it. Well, we'll talk about the ads later on. So to start off, we took on the Utah Jazz, one of the top sides in the West. They are currently ranked right up there at third. It was always going to be a difficult week. We talked about this a couple of podcasts ago, I think, that this was just like the worst week that we could have in terms of scheduling this. I think we play the top three teams in the West this week, and then the Toronto Raptors as well, who have been pretty solid in their own right. They're not going to be any easy games, so we had to be on our best. The first game that we had, it was a back-to-back in New Orleans. The upstart Utah Jazz rolled in, and they ended up defeating us 115-104. This is behind a huge game from Donovan Mitchell. He finished with 29 points. The big thing for him is that he had only 15 until the last quarter, and it really was a takeover job. He went ballistic in that last quarter, and we couldn't contain him. Herb and Josh Hart did their very best to keep him under wraps, but unfortunately, it was not to be. The big bonus, I guess, was before the game, we were told that Brandon Ingram was going to play, and also Jonas Valanciunas returning from the COVID protocols after only about 4 days, which, you know, I think is a record. Must be good genes, and he's managed to shake it off that quickly, particularly after he missed a few games previously with a non-COVID illness. Which no one has been fully privy to as to what that was. But anyway, I'm glad he's better. We came out and, you know, it was a bit of an arm wrestle. That first half, 23-24 in the first quarter, in favour of New Orleans, and then 29-25 in the second quarter. So going into the half, you're not out of it by any stretch of the means, and it was a close game. It really was not over until right at the end, and there was a couple of runs in the third quarter. We ended up dragging it back 30-28 in that third quarter, and the lead began to grow. And they put us to the sword 33-27 in that last quarter, and dragged themselves to an 11-point victory. In no way were we blown out of the water, and really it was a matter of the fact that we just got smashed on the three-point line. They hit 19 of 38, 48%, and we were a meager 12 of 46, 26%. 97 attempts we had, 40% from the game, made 39 of them to their 85 attempts overall, and 48% from the field. It was a tough one. It really was. Every time you get a momentum, they would hit a three. And the difficulty is that you then think, all right, well, I need to return with a three. And when we're not a good three-point shooting team, we're not a high-volume three-point shooting team. Saw a stat that when we shoot below 35% from three, we're 1-17 this year. So it really is a situation where if you start settling and don't take good threes, well, or good attempts at the three-point line, you put yourself in some trouble. Another woeful night at the free throw line, 14 of 22, 63% to their 82%, 14 of 17. So while we made the same, what's that? We've left another 8 points at the free throw line. And when you lose by 11, it gets it makes it pretty close. It makes it very difficult. Offensive rebounds, we were great. Again, turnovers, we kept them to 10. We only had 10 turnovers, which is just fantastic. Made 19 points off turnovers ourselves, which, when all of these key stats were ones that we harped on earlier on in the year where we were losing and when, you're beating yourself. We didn't do that. We just couldn't make any shots, and that comes down to guys just not being on. Devontae Graham, 3 of 10, 1 of 7 from Brandon Ingram, 2 of 5 from Josh Hart, 0 of 3 Herb Jones, and 3 of 7 from JV. Nikhil was 1 of 7 from 3. Temple, 1 of 4. Hayes missed a 3. Alvarado missed a 3. And Gary Clark hit his 1-3. That's where the 3-pointers came from, whereas they were just a much better clip and really, they kept sealing it. Every time they had these momentum-busting threes, which were just so frustrating to see. But in the end, a disappointing loss, but not an unexpected one. No Satoransky, he was in the COVID protocol, so Jose Alvarado got a good run. He had 11 minutes and 50 seconds, and he was solid. We got his normal defense that, pesky defense where he runs up and hounds the point guard full court, and I love it. I love that mentality. He was everywhere. He was hassling him, fighting over screens, and getting to the free throw line. He was doing everything that he could, and that's all you ask from a backup point guard. He's fast, and he plays hard, and he disrupts momentum and controls the pace of the offense, which was really good. So Josh Hart, solid game. Besides his free throws, 15, 9, and 4. He missed 3 of his 4 free throws, which is disappointing. Brandon Ingram had a quiet one, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block, 3 of 18 shooting. So you can see straight away that the rhythm wasn't there for him. He's returning from an Achilles injury, and if we remember back when he came back from that hip, it takes him a couple of games just to get that rhythm back. So this is not an unexpected thing. I'd rather get him back against teams that you probably have less of a chance to beat than ones that we should beat, and we need him down the stretch. He admitted it. He knew that his rhythm wasn't there, and he wasn't disheartened. He said in the post-game that he just needed to keep working, get that rust out, and continue to get in the gym and continue taking those shots. He's our all-star, and it's going to take him a bit to get back into it. We love that he had the 7 assists as well. It means he's creating. It means you're not settling for shots. Particularly if the good to great mentality and paint to great mentality that Willie preaches, it's it's there with 7 assists. 4 assists for Josh Hart, 4 assists for Devontae Graham. You know, that's what you like to see. JV carried the load offensively, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Coming back from COVID and playing against big Rudy Gobert is no short ask at all. You know, a small ask. He really was a big part of this offense, and it was great to have him back. We would have been in some trouble, I think, with Rudy had we not have JV, because he's just such a big unit, and to have that guy battling down there in the paint was really helpful. And, you know, honestly, I thought he probably could have had more attempts. We might have iced him a little bit at times, and it seems to be something that we do. We did it again in the Suns game. We'll go through him, get him cooking, and then we just won't feed him the ball anymore, which I don't understand. But anyway, I'm not the coach. Nikhil off the bench had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal, 6 of 15 shooting. He took the third most attempts of anyone behind BI and JV, 1 of 7 from 3. And I tweeted it out. Nikhil's one of those players that if he takes the good shot, he makes the good shot. But he's the only guy that I've seen miss 2 shots and then take a heat check. It's unbelievable. When he plays controlled, he's one of the best players that we have. When he plays like he thinks he's Kobe, he really does a detriment to the team. And it's difficult because I'm such a big Nikhil fan. And he has so much potential, and there's so much that he does on the court that a lot of people will never even dream about being able to do. He makes some passes that you wouldn't even think about. But then he does himself a mischief by shooting shots that he has no business taking early in the shot clock, or contested threes, fadeaway, step backs, and 360 under the leg, over the head, frisbee shots. I can't say I've seen him do that, but you know, you get the gist. Exaggerated shots that are unnecessary. And that makes it tough. So hopefully Nikhil can figure it out, and his shot continues will start to fall. Jackson Hayes had a great game, 13 points. He did everything that we asked him to do, 8 points and 6 rebounds and an assist, 3 of 6 shooting, and did everything. Yeah, like I said, did nothing wrong, and has really stolen some minutes from Big Billy, who's only played 4 minutes in this game, which, you know, all credit to him. If you're given the minutes, well, take advantage of them because you'll get yourself back in the rotation. Benching Jackson 2 years in a row now has seemed to really trigger him into playing some good basketball. So at worst, it puts his trade value up. At best, we get a good player out of it. You know, confidence, and all credit to him. Herb, defensive beast, 4 steals and a block. Unbelievable. Not on Herb, rings true. And for the majority of the night, he had Donovan Mitchell in jail. But yeah, Mitchell just got hold of it at the end and managed to sneak out of jail. Mike Conley, huge with 22, Bogdanovich 21, Rudy Gobert 10 and 17, and Clarkson off the bench, and they just made it rain from 3. Bogdanovich 5 of 11, he was huge, 5 of 9 for Mitchell, Conley 4 of 6, Royce O'Neal hit his 1-3, Clarkson 3 of 6, and even Rudy Gay hit a 3 as well. So it makes it very difficult when they just make it rain, because 3 is more than 2, and we struggled a bit. And they had 21 assists on 39 made shots, which is not bad. But if you make that 28 or 29 assists, you get even more. So hopefully, as we get healthy and the guys get the rhythm back, BI can get his eye in, maybe we'll improve. And we probably have a different conversation later on in the year when he's if we meet him again. I have to double check if we do. So key takeaways, not on Herb. All the rise of not on Herb is real. The respect that this guy garners is still only scratching the surface. I think we're going to see a perennial all-defensive candidate for years to come. Now, his offense is coming along, and I'm such a big fan of Herb Jones. He works hard. He's unassuming. He does nothing that you don't ask him to do, and he plays controlled. And when he's given these tough assignments, you know, he played against Devin Booker today, played against all of these different players, and has just absolutely cooked him. Paul George, he's played against Oh, some of the huge stars in this league, and he's come right at him, and he's beaten him. You know, Devin Booker, he was caging him up at times. I mean, D-Book ended up having the last laugh, but really, we got a budding star there, so to speak. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you can't say that, but, you know, I think he's fantastic. Another key takeaway is Brandon Ingram. We need you to get your eye in ASAP. Good to have him back, and I'm so glad that Achilles' injury wasn't worse than probably people feared. It was good to see him back on the court, and, you know, we keep the face with him. We keep voting for him as an all-star because he's our all-star, he's our leader, and when the ball is going in for him, he is unstoppable. So good to see him out there, but hope we can get him healthy and right and back in rhythm ASAP. The other guys stepped up. The bench was good at times. Sometimes the starters looked a bit lackadaisical. And I suppose the third key takeaway is that we did it by committee. The bench were in. We wouldn't be in this game without the bench. They were huge, especially as momentum busters and being able to really go at Utah's bench. We ended up outscoring them, I'm fairly certain, our bench to theirs, which doesn't happen often. But it did against a very good bench unit. You know, they've got Ingles, Clarkson, Rudy Gay, and Forrest. They were their bench brigade. And to our guys, Nikhil, Temple, Hayes, Alvarado, Clark, and Hernan Gomez, you know, these guys came out and really took it to them. So all credit to them, and we take the L and we move on, because in this league, what's beautiful as this league, to quote Josh Hart, is that you have another game tomorrow, so you have to have a short memory. So before we recap that game, the Suns game today, I will take a quick moment to thank the sponsors. MyBookie.ag, use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up, and it'll get you a deposit match, which is fantastic. You might as well get free stuff. I tell you what, if you're going to listen to the podcast and not use the discounts, well, you know, you're doing yourself a mischief, so treat yourself. Also, manscaped.com, 20% off your order and free shipping. Use the code HOOPBALL20 at checkout. Get yourself something nice over there, 20% off. And also, we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. Check out our Ethos Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS, ETHOS, over at thrivefantasy.com. And it is the season of giving. It's the new year even. But stop giving your personal information to your ISP. On top of overcharging, your ISP is allowed to legally sell your browsing history to third-party advertisers for a ton of cash. Lucky them. Take your privacy back with ExpressVPN. Head to our special promotional link at expressvpn.com/hoopball to get 3 bonus months on a 12-month subscription. It's super easy. Turning it on just takes one click, and it works with streaming services like Netflix or sports packages like League Pass too. Once more, that's expressvpn.com/hoopball. Grab those 3 bonus months now. And to wrap us up in terms of our little sponsorship, make sure you go and follow at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter, the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. Follow that now.
This is This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Okay, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. As we just recap the Utah game, I foreshadowed in the little intro bit that we're going to have a chat about the Suns game. So the Suns came into the Smoothie King Center, second night of a back-to-back for the Pels, and we unfortunately weren't good enough to beat them. We got as close as 2 points in the fourth quarter, and they ended up running away with it, winning by 13 points, 123 to 110. Disappointing loss, but the Suns are a well-drilled team. I tell you what, they are something else. And when the chips are down and you make a run at them, they turn around and they hit you right in the mouth. And that's pretty much behind Chris Paul and Devin Booker. Chris Paul is the point guard for a reason. Top three all-time in assists. He's unbelievable. He'll be chasing number two in Jason Kidd. They said in the broadcast he's not far off. He had another 15 assists tonight. Really led the team. 11, 5, and 15. That's such a Chris Paul stat line. And only 3 turnovers. You know, that's unbelievable. And he makes everyone better. You know, every time he checks out, we make a run, he comes back on, steadies the ship, hits a couple of little mid-range fadeaways, and sets up Bismack Biyombo, who's on a 10-day hardship deal, make him look like prime Dwight Howard against Jonas Valanciunas, and all of a sudden, you're sitting there scratching your head going, how has this happened? Where's this momentum going that we just worked hard to do? Big games from 6 of their players, you know, everyone that played substantial minutes contributed for the Suns. 23 from Bridges, Paul 11 and 15, 18 from Cam Johnson, Devin Booker had 33, 9 and 4, he was unstoppable. Even Jalen Smith, who started at center, had 12 points, 5, they had, and 5 rebounds. They had, Frank Kaminsky. They had 8 and out, and they also had out JaVale McGee. So they come in very short and undermanned at that position. But Bismack Biyombo comes in, plays 29 minutes, had 16, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks off the bench. 100% field goal percentage, 6 of 6. He was pretty good. You know, I can't really fault the guy. He was really, really handy against us and difficult to stop because he stood in the dunker spot, and Chris Paul just fed it to him on a platter, and he said, "Oh, thanks, Chris Paul. I appreciate that dunk from 1 foot away." He was really good. And, you know, all credit to the Suns. They're a great team and Western Conference champions last year for a reason. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're right there again this year because they're a great side. For us, if we go over to the box score, we'll start there in this one. Josh Hart, 15, 11, 5. Assists, 1 of 3 from his three-point attempts, but 6 of 6 from the free throw line. He fixed it. So touch wood that he continues this. He was really good, and when we needed a guy to go and get a bucket, he was doing that. So really impressive from Josh. Grabbed the rebound, pushed it as hard as he could. You could see teams really trying to get in his way and not let him go coast to coast. But getting into your offense quickly is so important, and Josh Hart's really good at that. Devontae Graham had one of his best games of the season, 28 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists, 9 of 18 shooting, 6 of 12, and he was huge. He all down the stretch, he was hitting clutch 3 after clutch 3. He was getting to the basket and getting fouled, and anyone that was criticizing his ability to drive, well, he was doing it against a guy that was swatting everything, so he did really well. JV, huge, 25 and 16, 2 assists. Herb Jones, 9, 4, 5, 1 steal, 2 blocks, including one massive block on Devin Booker at the top of his jump shot. It was brutal. He just looked at him like, okay, my arms are longer than your jump shot. Don't worry about it, son. Brandon Ingram, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal. He said his leg felt better, much better in this game, and he pushed it a bit harder, which you could see with a massive dunk. He was still 5 of 18, though, from the field. So still a bit rusty, but you know, we're going to need B.I. to get his eye back in, and no doubt that'll happen soon. And you know, 5 turnovers for him, it's uncharacteristic. We're not going to see many more of the games like this from him. He's too good of a player for that to keep him down. And he said it like he doubled down after the game, same thing. The bench was pretty average. Temple, 3 points. Alexander Walker, 5. Jackson Hayes, 5. 4 points from Alvarado, who played really well, actually. So I won't criticize Alvarado. Jackson Hayes did what he was asked. Gary Clark was solid. Nikhil was all right. 2 of 7 shooting, which is not ideal, but less shots than he had been taking. But he also had less minutes. We really rode the starters in this game. And I think down the stretch, we probably iced Jonas Valanciunas a bit too much, because in the third quarter, he was cooking. And then all of a sudden, we stopped going to him, which was just so typical, because when you've got a size advantage, you should abuse it. You know, there is no reason that Jonas couldn't have gone for 40 points. He was 10 of 18 on the night, and really, we did him a disservice by not continuing to run through him. But, you know, otherwise, you know, the guys battled. And to get it back when you were down 15 to drag it back to 2 points in the last quarter, you know, it was impressive. It was a real battle, and really, it was the first quarter that was the real discrepancy. They jumped out to a lead, 42 points to 31, and shot something like 65% in the first quarter, which you just, how do you stop? You need to slow them down, you need to do something, throw different bodies at them, throw different systems, and until you can figure that out, you know, they're going to pile points on, and they really did. And from the majority, it was from outside. They were just huge. 17 of 31 from 3, 54%, to our 10 of 33, we shot 30%. Which for us, double-digit threes is not too bad. But 17, you know, 54%, that's brutal. 54.1%. They were better from three-point range in percentage than they were overall, 54 overall. You know, 70% from free throws. I left 6 free throws at the bench, and they were never in doubt. We had 28 free throws, made free throws. And if we didn't have them, we would have been in some real trouble. Huge effort from them. 32 assists they had on the night to our 28. So, you know, good from us. But how do you compete with this team? Turnovers, only 12 to their 10. You know, we took control of the ball. We kept hold of it. But you just got sniped every single time. They move the ball so well. They're a well-oiled machine. Drive and kick. They'll give it to the dunker, who will then flick it over his head and pass it to Cam Johnson in the corner, who just feasted from the corners. And he is such a good player. You know, they've really done such a good job in investing in their young players and developing them, and then bringing in the right veterans around them. I think that's so important when you're growing a young side, and we should really have a look and try to emulate that. And I suppose we did by going and getting Willie Green, a guy that's seen it firsthand, with the Pelicans. I think it's a real nice blueprint as to how you can be successful in this league, because they went from nothing, then went to the bubble, won 8 straight, and unfortunately weren't the masters of their own futures there, because they just were too far out, and other teams won when they probably shouldn't have. So they couldn't get into the playoffs. All of a sudden, the first playoffs they make in, what, 12 years or something, they make the finals. You know, that's huge. Because they're just such a good side, and everyone grew together. We kept the core together. They grew, and they got the right pieces and put people in the right roles and instilled confidence. So all credit to them. They're a fantastic side. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for that Suns team. I think they've had to deal with a whole heap of background noise. And to maintain this level of success in a year that's been riddled with COVID, that's been having all this background noise about their owner, about him, you know, have a look at that, Robert Sarver as well, but still to be 29-8, second in the West by only a single game, or half a game even, is unbelievable. So all credit to them. It means the Pels have fallen to 13-25. We're now slowly slipping away from play-in contention. We're three games out now, thereabouts, behind Sacramento for 10th, but you still got to go through the OKC, Portland, and also San Antonio to get there. And as long as they keep winning, you know, it makes it a little bit trickier. So, key takeaways, Herb Jones again is fantastic. He was really, really good. The second key takeaway is I can see why we threw a boatload of money at Chris Paul. Because in the offseason, he was a free agent. We offered him more money than what he had to go back to Phoenix. But obviously he saw that, well, why would you leave a team that just got us to the finals? There's a few little tweaks we need and we get there. We get over the hump. So for him, you know, I respect the front office for throwing it at him. Guys like him, Lowry. They rang up Mike Conley apparently just to see if they can get a true point guard in there. And I think a veteran point guard will make the Pels such a good side. I don't think the guards have been bad. I just think if you could slide Devontae across or even off the bench and have him as a gunner where he can just absolutely cook people and not have to rely on the ball handling, primary ball handling duties, you know, it just gives us another element. And that veteran leadership always helps as well. Someone that's been successful, someone that's been to the playoffs, been to the finals. You know, that's so important and so critical for a young side. So, I don't know whether or not it's necessary, but if someone becomes available like that, it is, I think it's worth it to take a bit of a swing and move a couple of those draft picks to get hold of a decent point guard. But anyway, regardless, we can worry about that at the end of January or middle of February, whenever the trade deadline is. But, and we'll see where we are at that point. But what I'm saying is that all is not lost because we lose these good sides. You need to swallow your lumps to really get this experience, you know, and to improve. And all of a sudden it clicks and you're playing in the finals. So it's not going to be this year, but you never know. If you get healthy, well, we can compete with anyone, especially if Zion comes back and Brandon Ingram finds his form. And, you know, we're a good side. It'll come together. We just go get healthy. So I'm going to leave it at that. The next game, we get a night off and then we go and take on the Golden State Warriors, which is going to be horrible as well. Hopefully, we can really go at them. That is a 7 p.m. game and that is also at the Smoothie King Center. So a bit of a home stand, which is nice. Welcome them all. Get the fans down there to have a look. One thing you can do on your off day is check out the Birmingham Squadron. They are playing. Their season kicks off. I think it's like 9 p.m. or something, but if you can find the link, check their Instagram page out, because they're also doing a watch party with Coach Ryan Pinone, who is currently in COVID protocol. So if you want to jump on that Zoom, I assume it's free, you just click the link, and I checked it out. I'll be in there having a look, so make sure you go in and ask him some questions. They're doing a Q&A and stuff, so it'll be a bit of fun. Get to know your squadron guys. You know, we've seen Jared Harper come up, and hopefully we can make a real run at some G League success as well in a year that's just been so weird for them, so weird for us, for the Pels and the squadron. So we'll work it out. But anyway, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Stay safe and bye for now.
This season, A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.